Well, good evening, everybody. This is Stormy Mitchell, and it's a shame you're not at Ravenwood tonight. Garth, you and I just heard the most spectacular version of the national anthem by a young man here at Ravenwood. It gave me chill bump. I don't know his name. We're going to find out because he's going to be a star.
Yeah, Stormy, that was unbelievable. You're right. I believe that's the best we heard in a long time. He did not miss a beat. Sounded just like a voice we'd hear off the opera.
Woo! Strong. We're speaking operatic. Here come the operatic operation Page Lady Patriots coming out to be announced right now. Number 2 is Lily Wilkin. Number 4 is Faith Wilkin. Number 14 is Delaney No. Number 23, the phenom freshman Mackenzie Cochran. Last but not least, the lady in the middle, Olivia Wilson, the junior. The Lady Patriots in red tonight. They are very patriotic. They are the Patriots. All red, white numerals with blue trim, coached by the world famous Ron Brock, and he's right in front of us. Garth, you can say a lot of things about Ron Brock, but just the best word is he's just a great coach.
Well, he's a great coach, great guy. Enjoy watching him coach.
No doubt about it. And the Lady Raptors tonight, all white and all white with red numerals with black trim. First one out is the big tall girl, Savannah Drew. She is just a sophomore, 6'2", number 2 for the Ravenwood Raptors. Then on the other end of the spectrum, you got little Lexi Erickson, all 5'2", sophomore, point guard, extraordinaire, 3-point shooting specialist. Also for the Lady Raptors, got number 15, Mary Preston Guard, the sophomore, much improved Mary Preston Guard, starting tonight for the Raptors. And the Gateway Player of the Week, Jazz Harmon, for the Lady Raptors. She's coming out, she's number 20. And last but not least, the senior leader, the lone senior leader, Taya Lee, 5'11". She plays in the paint, and that girl has really, really improved. Garth, we've got a combination of one team with two bigs, two talls, and then on the other side of the ledger with the Patriots, we've got youth, the youth movement, freshmen, sophomores, and one lone senior out there in Faith Wilkins. Should be a great matchup.
Well, it's going to be a great matchup, and I tell you what, Paige is going to set it up, and they're going to go full court tonight. And they're going to push the ball up and down the floor hard.
See them full court pressing?
Oh, I know they will.
Okay.
I know exactly what they're going to do.
Savannah Dews controls the tip. She tips it back very smart to Lexi Erickson. The ball's in the Lee, off the glass, can't get it to go. Had the look. Wilson on the rebound for the Patriots. They go from right to left on the radio dial, as we said, in all red tonight, white numerals, blue trim, flashy uniforms. Patriots in all white with red numerals, dark black trim.
For me, tonight, key is the matchups. It's the matchups that are going to occur, and
your favorite official just called traveling on the Patriots, and nobody on the Patriots. Right out of the chute, Garth rolls his eyes. It's a shame we're on TV, but that was a great look.
So Lily Wilkin is on Savannah Dews.
Yeah.
Look for Delaney Noel to push down and help on the post.
Oh, they're trying to get it inside. Good defense again by the Lady Patriots. Jazz Harmon, catch for three. Gateway Tire, player of the week. First shot at 7 minutes, up 3-0. Here comes Delaney Noel pushing the ball quickly as directed by Coach Ron Brock. Cochran's got up top key. Back to Wilkins, the freshman, the phenom, former Gateway Player of the Week, to her sister, Faith, who is also a former Player of the Week for Gateway.
Good pass.
Great pass blocked by Harmon. Wilson goes
good
up
move.
Strong.
Good move. That's going to be on Jazz Harmon.
Good rebalance there. It was on Harmon. And right now, Garth, we've got how many Gateway former players on the week?
Oh, that's a good question. Let's see. Former is two from Paige. Jazz Harmon's current. There's three out there right now.
I know it. Lexi Erickson could have a big night.
Olivia Wilson
steps up the line, and Wilson shows her poise and prowess and nails in both free throws. And, wow, good matchup. Lily Wilkins has switched over. Steps on the line out of bounds. Mary Preston Guard was on the
way. Lily Wilkin is guarding Erickson.
Which is a match you should pay to
Cochran.
See.
Cochran is guarding Jazz Harmon.
Whoa.
Olivia Wilson is guarding Jaya Lee. And Faith Wilkin is guarding Savannah Dews.
The lady know from downtown. 28-foot Reese Lover.
I tell you what, talking about Gateway Player of the Week, Delaney Noel is certainly
in the
makings of it.
And look at that. Lily Wilkins picks a pocket of Erickson, and the freshman scores. And I'm telling you, all the
here
great,
comes the full court pressure right here.
And all the great freshmen we've got in this league, Sydney Ryan and all, Lily Wilkins plays with such.
And she just reached.
Yeah, tenacity and poise. I tell you what. She's a joy to watch play.
Well, she's special. I'm going to tell you right now, she's special. Ronnie's taking her out early because he doesn't want to get her in foul trouble. So looked at.
Oh, nice inside pass.
There you go.
Wow, Wilson on the block again.
Delaney Noe was the key. She was in help side there, came down. She anticipated the pass. She cut Jaya Lee from having position on it, and that allowed Olivia Wilson to come over the top. Did I say Jaya? I'm sorry, Jaya Lee.
I mean, they're sisters.
And
double dribble, two turnovers back to back on Alexa Erickson. She's rattled right now. The full court press is doing just what Ron Block wants to do, is get the Raptors, the Lady Raptors, unhinged.
Well, the Page Lady Patriots defense is tenacity. I mean, that's
wow. Step back three from the center. Except for that's a 22-foot, drills a three-pointer. All of a sudden, it's 10-3, 5:29 mark. Timeout on the court. We're going to keep it here. What a start by the Lady Patriots. They're leading, and they've got number one summed up.
They're up 10-3, and their star player, Faith Wilkin, has yet to score.
She hadn't even taken a shot. She hadn't touched the ball.
This Lady Patriots team here is special.
Balance.
They've got everything, and with Ronnie coaching and playing matchups, that's the key.
Yeah.
He loves poker. He loves chess, all those things, because he loves strategize, figure out where he can get the edge, which he's doing right here. This pressure of the Lady Patriots, it ain't going to back off.
Nope, they're going to play all 96. They're going to play 94 feet all night. Jazz Harmon across the timeline. She can take it herself. All 94 foot. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Cochran.
Should have finished on that.
Here come the Patriots.
There's another freshman.
Look at this hand. Left-handed off the glass. And Ty Lee Hustle. It's stolen by Wilson. Wilson has gotten the best of her tonight. Ball's kicked out of bounds.
Don't do.
Garth, when's the last time Ty Lee had two shots blocked from the back? Back to back.
Well, we hadn't seen them this season, but I tell you another thing: they haven't seen a defense like this play the pressure on them this season. That's playing them right now.
That's true. And the ball stolen. Mahama almost kicks it back. Abby Gobble's out. She subbed in for Lily Wilkins. No let off on the defense. Oh, backdoor cut. And it's stolen. Nice play. Prester Guard showing her prowess for the Raptors. Much improved this year on her defensive skills. Mary Prester Guard, number 15, the sophomore. Down the left wing is Harmon. She drives the baseline. Saw floater, and the whistle blows. Your favorite referee called another foul, guard.
Now he's had all the.
He's called them all. That was on Cochran.
That's her first.
And your brother, buddy over there, Ron Block, is not questioning his intelligence. But he's questioning the call.
Well, he's questioning why there wasn't a call on that other end down there.
I agree. Harmon drives in the paint. Double teamed by Faith Wilkins and Wilson. Marley kicks it out to Erickson. At the 4:30 mark, 10 threes to score. Lady Patriots solidly in first place. The Lady Patriots, I just haven't seen a weakness this year.
That's a foul on Faith Wilkins. They're reaching way too much.
Yeah, they reach in, and this gentleman will call.
All they got to do is move their feet and get wide.
Yep.
They're outmatching the Lady Raptors right now defensively. The matchups are critical.
Yep. Jazz Harmon gets it into Erickson. She crosses the timeline at the 4:10 mark. Takes it in, drives off the glass, can't get it to go, rebound, fall for it. Mary Prestigard saves it, shot on the way from the corner, bottom
shot.
The Gateway Player of the Week, Jazz Harmon, nails a three-pointer.
She got six of the six.
There you go. She needs some help. Faith Wilkins from downtown.
Woo!
My goodness gracious.
That was college range right there, young lady.
That pro range, 28 foot?
There's your kid.
And now comes back to Erickson.
Delaney Noe's got to come and pick that off.
Yep, Erickson floater, can't get it to go, rebound. Lily's back, number two, sister to sister, down the left wing. She's going to take it again, Faith Wilkins.
Oh, my goodness.
That says it all. Faith Wilkins, back-to-back Jack for three-pointer.
Woo, you talking about somebody fired up for this game. Holy cow.
That's 56 foot of basket right there in two back-to-back plays. Prestigard on the drive. She cut off by Gobble. Backdoor cut. Intercepted by Wilkins. The intuitiveness right now, the Lady Patriots is just more right now than the Lady Raptors can handle. On the drive is no.
I'm going to remind you something real quick. Ronnie Brock coached here for a few years.
He sure did.
This place is extra special to him, so he wants to come out big here tonight.
I think Mariska took over for him when he retired.
I believe you're right.
Here comes Harrison, guarded by Delaney Noe down the right wing. A lot of pressure. No room to breathe out there. Pressure guard on the drive. Use left hand. And Wilson draws a foul. That should be two on her. No, it's on three. My bad. That's on Gobble.
That was a help out there.
A lot of size on the floor for Ravenwood with the Savannah Goose. Tightly, a lot of height.
Well, sometimes size can be a disadvantage. When you got a team as quick as the Lady Patriots,
thank you.
They can't get up and down the floor like the Lady Patriots
thank
can.
You. Well said. Pressure guard missed the first one. Vastly improved. I would really enjoy watching Mary play this year. She's Second one's good. Going to need to make those. They put that on wrong one. Put that on the wrong one. You run those Vister 17. Should be 16. Should be 16-7. There they go. Change the scoreboard. And Savannah Dews rips it out of there for the rebound.
That's going to be that's two on Lily Wilkins.
Delaney knows going to check back in for Lily. Lily's going to spend some more time next to her coach on the bench. Ball's inbounds, Jazz Harmon. She'll get across the timeline. She's athletic. No, and I said that, and guess what? The freshman picks her pocket. And Erickson's called for the foul, and she's looking at her coach trying to get an explanation, and there is none. 16-7 is our score. First quarter action. Crystal King's on the board. Doing a great job for us tonight. Much, much appreciated. Wilson on the drive, kicks it down the right wing. Cochran on the drive, left-handed. The bank is open. It's Ravenwood. How about that, Garth?
Brought that ball right over from her left side to put it up nicely with her right hand. I mean,
in traffic. Nice move. 18-7 is our score. Well done. Wow. Cochran is giving Harmon fit.
I tell you what, every time that basketball is put out front, those hands are swiping at it.
They sure are. She slapped it away two or three times. First guard down the right wing, cross court, overthrown. That was right idea. Taya Lee on the backdoor cut. The pressure guard threw it just where Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would have had trouble catching it. 18-7 is our score. We've got 90 seconds left. First quarter. Earth Bowling along with Stormy Mitchell. Garth from Gateway Tire, 771. 7080. How many sets of ball? Yeah, it's like 22 sets in 25 years.
You've been a great customer, Stormy. I don't understand that call right there.
I don't either. I don't have great.
Turn around, Delaney.
Delaney, no picture pocket. Well, third steal.
Oh,
she missed
a layup.
And Deuce pulls it out of the air.
Oh.
Wow, Faith Wilkins just slammed it away. Delaney, no. Baseline. That shot is good. Defense equates points. Harmon quickly across the timeline. The lead.
Block.
That's three blocks in the first quarter. Olivia Wilson, that's three. That's unbelievable. 60 seconds left. 27 is our score.
Remember what I told you at the beginning of the game, making it a full court?
Yes. Wow, backdoor cut. Wilson gets the baseline basket. 22-7. The Patriots are playing like they're chasing the last bus of the night.
He's all over. He wants that right now. He wants ball pressure big time.
Harmon's in the paint. She
dribbles off her foot.
Gobble on the steal. In the right wing, and Prestigard gets no down the right wing. 27 seconds. Faith Wilkins smartly backs it out. 22 seconds.
Her.
Kicks it back to Olivia Wilson. Step back three. Bottom. Olivia Wilson.
Woo-hoo.
The center steps out. 3-point range and says, get some of this. 25-7. 8 seconds.
When your post player hits two threes, you know you're having a good night.
Man, step back. Same spot. Didn't blink an eye. Didn't blink an eye. I mean, she was inside the circle, purposely stepped four steps back on the dribble, then makes the shot. That's just pretty to watch. Erickson fights to get the ball inbounds. 5 seconds. Four. Three.
Come on, Delaney.
Delaney
move
knows
your feet.
He's called for the foul.
If I would say anything negative about the Lady Patriots right now is they're not moving their feet.
Right.
They're using their hands way too much.
Right.
And getting just ticky-tack, reaching fouls.
That'll be about the fourth one. Erickson is good. Erickson has one. Prestigard has one. And Jazz Harmon has six.
Well, we're at the end of the first quarter, and they're already in a bonus.
Right. Made them both.
And they've been hustle fouled. You can't deny the fact they're playing their tails out.
Delaney Noe on the last second shot. We're into one. Patriots 25. The Raptors 9. That's all right. Let's take 1 minute, Crystal. 1 minute here on AM 950.
Hey, everybody. This is Stormy Mitchell, the sports team. And sometimes change is necessary. And recently, I made a change in all my insurance needs by switching over to Farm Bureau. My agent and good friend, Scott Murphy, handled all the details. And in the process, I was able to save even more money on my auto and home insurance. Scott Murphy's Farm Bureau agency is located at 1010 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 126 in the Maple Woods Shopping Center. His local number is 615-794-1104. He's highly decorated with Farm Bureau. He's on the Honor Council, President Award winner, and top 10 agency in the state of Tennessee. For your insurance needs, call my good friend and great supporter of high school sports, Scott Murphy, at 615-794-1104, and be sure to tell him Stormy sent you.
Crystal King on the board tonight. Y'all go hear her sing. Where are you going to be singing tomorrow night, girl? Where are you going to be singing tomorrow night, girl?
I am a it's tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. I'll be singing at Old School tomorrow. I'll be doing an hour set from 7 to 8. Sorry.
7 to 8, Old School, catch Crystal King. That is a paid political announcement. Go see her. You'll thank me later. Shot on the way from the Raptors. 3-pointer from Dews. No good. Rebound. Cochran. Cochran takes it in.
Oh.
Dishes it off. And to Wilson. And a lot of defense. And Dews hits the ground hard. Whistle blows. See what the official says.
Cochran dished that off. And she really had an open look. She should have taken that shot. Because where she threw the ball,
yeah.
Olivia Wilson was not in position to get a good shot.
Kind of got no man's land. Levine checks in. Press for pressure guard for the Raptors.
She walked.
They don't call it. Lexi Harrison is having fifth tonight with his defense. Cross court pass, almost stolen. Dews from the top of the key. Can't get it to go. Rebound, fought for it. The freshman, Cochran, comes up with it. Two freshmen starting for the Lady Patriots. Faith Wilkins, the senior, scoring to Trebek next year. Number 4 down the right wing. Abby Gobble drives back to the left, top of the key to No, inside the paint. Good bounce pass. Good
recovery by Jazz Harmon.
Picture pocket. He's going to take it up and scores. That's an athletic play right there by the Gateway Tire Player of the Week, Jazz Harmon.
She has 8. 8 of the 11.
25-11 is our score. 6:30 to go before halftime. As a reminder, we will be at Dixon County Friday night. We have the Rebels in Dixon County. Delaney, no. Can't get it to go. Harmon clears the glass. Here come the Raptors.
This is a critical point right now for the Lady Raptors. If they don't, they've got to claw back to this game right now, or it's all over.
I agree. 6:09 to go, second quarter. Erickson out front, directing traffic. Patriots in. What are they playing? Battle zone?
No, they're playing man.
Man. You sure? You know?
No, they dropped back into the matchup zone. You're
yep.
right. They've dropped back into it.
Back out front to Dews, top of the key. The lead down the left wing. Looking inside patiently. Erickson begging for the ball. She's got a double team down the right wing. Harmon on the drive. Goes up softly. Blocked again. That is 4.
That's not his position to call that.
I agree. He's out of position. That's 4 blocks by Olivia Wilson, and the referee on the basket standing 2 feet from the ball does not make the call. The gentleman
that's 3 out, on Cochran.
Gentleman out standing over next to Gar. There's Lily Wilkins about to go in the ball game. Almost got a smile out of her, Gar. Only time I got her a smile at Shrouds at night, I said, tell me what annoys me about your older sister.
You ain't going to get a smile out of her right now. She is
dialed in. Well, they got 1 point of that possession. 12 for the Raptors, 25 for the Patriots. We like and I got the mic back that night. It was funny.
Sometimes it just goes that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. Her sister's like, wait, what?
There's a foul right there.
They didn't call it. Way out front. Harmon on the steal. Boy, and her speed, her acceleration, and her basket. And Garth, you're right. That's all of a sudden. That's about 6 unanswered points.
Five to nothing run right now.
25-14, and Harmon almost
turnover.
Hits the floor hard. Going to leave a woo. Going to take some skin off that hard floor.
He called that away.
And the Patriot faithful behind us are rather vociferous tonight.
Oh, they know what kind of team that they're cheering for.
They sure do. They come out in mass to watch the Lady Patriots play.
I'll tell you what, it looks like a Page home crowd right now.
It sure does. Wilson down the right wing for the Patriots, guarded very well. And
that's actually touched by Taya Lee. That was touched by Taya Lee.
And you can hear the Patriots screaming.
I'll have to agree. She hit that ball.
Yeah, that's a really bad call. It was. Raptors have it. Erickson on the baseline drive. Saw floater. Can't get it to go. Gets on a rebound. Kicks it out front. Lily Wilkins slaps it out of bounds. Wilkins' sisters, Garth, seem to know to be at the right place at the right time every time.
Well, it's called basketball IQ. I mean, they've got it. They've got what it takes.
They sense it. They feel it. They have the basketball acumen. Erickson driven, drives down the center. She's double-teamed out front. Picks
don't
up her
foul.
Dribble.
Oh.
And that's Paula Wilson. And, you know, how can official make a call when their back is to him? He can't see. That's my question.
Oh, mercy sake.
That's about
the
fourth call tonight. The official's out of position. Erickson's going to take it. She loves it. She misses the free throw.
Better watch it. That official will throw all the Page fans out.
Yeah, he sure
will. He's known to throw fans out.
He said, that's the only call you got right all night. That's terrible. It's terrible. Here comes Wilkins on the drive. The gobble down the right wing. Backdoor cut to No. It wasn't there. Back way out front to Wilson. She nails it from 3 from that spot. Thought better of it. 3:50 to go. It's terrible.
Crossover.
Wilkins, bottom. Lily Wilkins from downtown. Right in front of the Ravenwood bench, turned and smiled. First basket and point of the second quarter for the Patriots.
They doubled them up again.
28-14 is our score. Erickson way out front. Picked up by Noe and Erickson.
There's a steal.
And Faith Wilkins picks the pocket. Gets it back to Wilson. Wilson smartly gives it back to Faith Wilkins. Going to play at Trebekah next year. Be worth going watching her play.
Oh,
downtown
my.
Three.
Oh,
can't get that one to go.
Going
to be on Wilson. Let's see who's that on.
That's Wilson. That's her second.
It was on Wilson. She and Lee were battling for the rebound. No lack of physicality on the floor tonight in the ladies' game.
Correct? No, not at all. If it's not from lack of effort tonight, I'll guarantee you that.
Ty Lee makes the first one, make it 28-15 to 3 minute mark. Press the guard back in. Ava Levine is out. Ty Lee nails them both.
I actually like this lineup right now for Ravenwood better than the lineup they started the game with, because they can feed wise. This matches up with Paige better.
Yes, it does. Okay, here come the Patriots down the floor. Heyman, Olivia Heyman, 44, is in for the Lady Patriots. She's going to give Wilson a rest. Gobble for three. Bottom. Abby Gobble from downtown. I don't go left on vacation. She nails a three-pointer from there. 31-16. Man.
The Lady Patriots have had five or six players score.
Harmon on the drive. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Fall for it. Wilkins rips it out of there. Faith, that is, to the little sister Lily down the right wing. Drives the baseline. Soft floater.
Got fouled.
And that's going to go on Taya Lee. That's only the third foul on Ravenwood. Yeah. Right now, the 10 fouls on the Lady Patriots. And there, as you said, hustle fouls. To the line is Lily Wilkins.
Well, that's why Ronnie had to drop back into that matchup zone, because his girls or his young ladies were just going after the basketball so much and overplaying.
Wilkins missed a rare miss.
But I'd rather have them more aggressive than not aggressive enough.
Amen to that. Also in the ball game for Ravenwood is Rachel Hillman, number 10. Press to guard, Hillman, Lee, Erickson, and Harmon. Stolen.
Still.
Guess who? Faith Wilkins. The Lily Wilkins. Bottom. 34-16. Sisters. The sister act. And they're fast.
And they're good.
And they're fun to watch. Here we go. Harmon across the timeline. Raptors knew they were going to be in a fight tonight.
And one of the things that's interesting about the two Wilkins sisters is Faith is not going to be a point guard in college, but Lily could play. She can play point guard in college.
Oh, no doubt. And she got a thought about a three, left wing, behind the back dribble, steps it out right in front of the Ravenwood bench, back to Delaney Noe at the 120 mark. Abby Gobble, she drives to the left. Ball,
bad pass by Abby Gobble.
Bad pass, and the error goes to Ravenwood.
I mean, what you're seeing on the floor right now is several from both Ravenwood. You got Dews, who's a player, going to be a college player. Harmon's going to be a college player. Or Paige, both Wilkins sisters, Delaney Noe, Olivia Wilson.
Yep.
Those young ladies will all have an opportunity to play at the next level.
Mary Prescott, she keeps improving the way she's improving. Harmon for three. In and out. Rimmed it out.
Now Prescott's a sophomore, so she's got time.
Whoa. Faith Wilkins looked the other way. Harmon on the seal and the bucket. And Lily's going to talk to her sister about that one. And Lieutenant Dan is listening tonight on WAKMWorldwide.com via radio.net. You can podcast on WAKMWorldwide.com/games podcast for replay. If you can take it twice. That might be more than some people can handle. 34-18 to score.
You know, Stormy, I was thinking that Ravenwood had outscored Paige in the second quarter, but they hadn't. It's 9-9 in the second quarter.
Yep, 14 seconds. Delaney Noe out front. Got instructions from Ron Brock to our right. 10 seconds. Heyman out front. Delaney Noe step back three.
Too hard.
Over the backboard.
He hit three threes in a row the other night in a big win. Just back to back to back.
Backbreakers. Ball's inbounds. 2 seconds. Harmon's going to let it fly. Let's go.
No, no, no.
And it did not happen. We're at halftime. Lady Patriots, 34-18 for the Raptors. Garth got the total score.
Yeah, for the Ravenwood Lady Raptors, led by Jasmine Harmon with 12, Savannah Dews with 1, Lexi Erickson with 2, Mary Prestigard with 1, Taya Lee with 2, 18 points for the Ravenwood Lady Raptors. For the Page Lady Patriots, led by Lily Wilkin with 8, I'm sorry, Olivia Wilson with 10, Lily Wilkin with 8, Abby Gobble with 3, Faith Wilkin with with 6. Delaney Noe with 5. Kenzie Cochran with 2. 34-18, Lady Patriots.
Let's take 1 minute. Garth, you get Larry Noe on the interview at halftime for the team Matthews Team Sports interview. Crystal, 1 minute. We're back in 1 minute for our interview here at AM 950.
When you need auto repair, you want a shop that offers reliable and affordable services. Puitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service is here to help. Their services include brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, timing belts, tune-ups, transmission repairs, oil changes, tire service, and more. They service both foreign and domestic cars. The ASE-certified techs at Puitt Brothers will get the job done right the first time. Puitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service, 112 Alpha Drive.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
We're back here at the Ravenwood Raptors home. Got Coach Larry Noe of the Page Patriots with us tonight for the Matthews Team Sports Halftime segment. Coach Noe, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, one thing about it tonight, I believe this looks like a home game from the Page Patriots. You guys played, you guys traveled well.
Well, we're starting to come out a little bit believing in what we're doing. Had a good show at Spring Hill the other night and, you know, get a little excitement in the air. And I think we're starting to get some of the old fans back and some of the old alumni back. So we're excited.
Well, it's a special place out there, Paige. I mean, you guys do it right out there, that's for sure.
Well, we thank you.
Well, let me ask you something. Which one is more stressful, coaching or watching Delaney, your daughter, play?
Probably watching Delaney play.
Well, you know, I can remember back when my boys were playing. It was always tough, you know, watching them play. But, you know, tell us about your Page Patriots. You guys, we saw you guys lose a heartbreaker a few weeks ago or maybe last week. I can't remember. It's time flown by to Franklin.
Yeah.
What happened there at the end of that ball game?
Well, it was a situation. We got to learn from mistakes and learn how to grow. A little bit of adversity at the end. They put some pressure on us. We made 2 or 3 turnovers, turned the momentum around, and you know, hats off to Franklin. You know, Reese Glover, probably the best player that's in our district. I would say at least the best shooter in our district. He catches one in the corner, falling out of bounds, knocks a 3 down, and we foul it. So put him at the line, and you know, you have to do a lot of things right to beat Franklin.
They're playing right now extremely well. You guys going into tournament, you're sitting about middle of the pack right now. Now, you have an opportunity, I believe, to be right in the 4th, 5th spot, correct?
That is correct.
And tournament starts next week?
They do, yes.
So you'll have you guys won't be in the play-in game.
That is correct.
So you'll play Friday night, depending on where the seating ends up, and you'd probably be on the road, right?
It looks like right now we have to win a couple of really hard games here tonight and some in order to get that 5th seat. And if that takes place, it looks like we'll be on the road going to Dixon County to play Jason Tigers. You know, Dixon County team.
And Dixon plays tough. You guys, you know, in my opinion, you didn't get off the bus that night when you played them after the Franklin. That was a hard game to be ready for after losing to Franklin.
It was. Two completely different teams. You know, Dixon County, very physical, runs a dribble drive offense, got great guards, get downhill, and we just wasn't into it that night. You know, we recovered, came back, took Brentwood down to the wire, had an opportunity to win that game. Once again, we let a little bit of immaturity get in our way, but hopefully, you know, as right here at the close, and hopefully the light bulbs came on and we've learned from our mistakes and we can fix those things going into the tournament.
You're playing good basketball.
Well, thank you.
You are playing good basketball. You're very physical, and you play, your teams always play extremely hard. There's no doubt about that. Some of the times, as you just mentioned, and you've got a few games to correct that, a lot of times it seems like some mental lapse at the wrong time has happened and it's cost you a close opportunity to win.
It has, and, you know, we're starting some guys this year that didn't see a lot of playing time last year. You know, we graduated 5 to 6 seniors last year, and, you know, some of these guys played a lot of JV minutes but got very limited varsity minutes, and, you know, that hurts. It's a little different level when you step up. The speed's different. You have to be mentally tough and ready to go. And like I said, I think it's coming together. I tell our guys it's a marathon. You want to peak right at the end.
That's right. You're exactly right. Well, now let's switch the hat, Dad. How's Delaney doing?
She's doing very well. You know, she's leading your team as far as, you know, being a leader on the team, running the point guard. You know, we've got a few things we got to correct. We talk every night. I talk to her as a dad. I only talk to her as a coach if she comes and asks. I think that's a huge rule that we've always had. We don't talk about games unless you want to talk about games. And, you know, and just trying to be a dad and enjoy the moment.
Right. Well, it flies by, as you well know. But, you know, she's an extremely high basketball IQ player.
Well,
there's no doubt about that. You coached well. How much time does she spend in the gym?
She's at least in the gym. In the summertime, we're in there every day, 2 to 3 hours just getting a workout in. And we try to do that pretty much every day. I give her, she usually takes off on a Saturday or Sunday to go have, you know, what I call teen time.
Exactly.
And you know, and she's played on some high level teams and it's done really well. You know, I tell her every day, it's just about, and I tell our guys this, it's all about getting up and being the best person and player you can be every day.
Well, she looks like she loves the game. I mean, granted, she's been around it a lot of years with you coaching. But, you know, overall, have you seen a young ladies team, been in it a long time, that is equally as good as these Page Patriots are?
The thing I tell Coach Brock about these girls, I've coached a lot of these girls when they were younger in AAU coming up. The thing that I enjoy watching these girls is they have the knowledge of the game. They understand the game. And once he gelled that together, you know, Ron put in a completely new offense this year.
He did. He told me the other night that it's like it's his first year coaching again. He's like, you know, I put everything in new for this team. And I said, well, can they do that again next year? And he says, oh, yeah, this team can play this same style again next year. And they're fun to watch.
Well, my hat's off to him because it takes a lot as a coach to say, hey, look, I've got to change, you know, 30 years of doing it a certain way to adapt to the talent that I have. And Ron's done that. And, you know, and he's done a real good job of coaching them and turning them loose and letting them play a little bit more freely and not being as controlling. And when that happens, I think it's fun for everybody to watch.
I've never, you know, with my years of coaching with him, I've never seen him turn a group loose like he has this team. And that speaks volumes to what he thinks of these girls. Well, Coach Snow, good luck. I appreciate you joining us for the Matthews Team Sports. We'll catch you down the road.
Thank you, Gar.
Let's take a 30-second break, Crystal, and we'll come right back for the second half action.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. With each new Yokohama tire purchase, you'll receive free lifetime tire rotation and balance, manufacturer's warranty, and road hazard warranty. Call 615-771-7080 and receive valuable discounts when you mention that you heard about us on WAKM Radio AM 950.
And we are back. Great interview, Coach Larry Noe, the boys' Patriots coach. 34-18 is our score. Patriots had a big first half. Garth, they're going from left to right on our radio dial. Olivia Wilson on the drive. Cuts through traffic. Slices through defenders, kicks the glass, and doubles up the Raptors 36-18 with 7:30 to go. Third quarter action. Inbound pass. It's nice in move into Taya Lee, the center. Is that her first basket?
No, because she had two free throws
right.
A while ago. It sure is. That's her first field goal.
And I know they try to get into her because she's got a height advantage.
Well, the Lady Patriots are in foul trouble, so they can't really defend that. That's going to be a big factor right there.
Cochran on the drive, high off the glass, rebound, no good. Lee on the rebound. Savannah Dews also in there. Jazz Harmon, Lexi Erickson, very pressure guard for the Lady Raptors, going from right to left on radio dial. They're in all white tonight, red numerals, black trim. Lady Patriots in all red with white numerals, blue highlight. Lily Wilkins on Jazz Harmon, good matchup. Harmon takes it all the way in, step back.
Smart move.
Smartly step back, kissed it off the glass, used the backboard, got him to 22. 36-22 at the 6:30 mark. Faith Wilkins down the left wing, going to Trebecca. She drives in the paint, goes up, and they're going to call blocking, and that will be on Savannah Dews.
Well, yep, you're right.
I thought you could kind of take your pick on that. I don't think they're going to call.
I don't like Savannah Dews' body language right now. She's not into the flow of the game. Unsure of what she's supposed to do out on the floor right now.
Well, just a sophomore, learning on the job training at the 6:25 mark. Wilson called for the turnover. That's her second walking call by the same official, and the Page Patriot fans behind us vehemently disagree. Erickson almost thrown out of bounds. Saved by Harmon. What hustle. Gateway Tire Player of the Week, Jazz Harmon. It's one of the reasons she got the award. Not just points, team hustle. Brush the guard. Hop, get, jump. Man, beautiful.
Great move.
Beautiful move. Cut and convert. And I'm telling you, much improved. This girl, I mean, with progression like that, she's going to be someone to reckon with for two more years. Here come the Patriots up 36-22 to 5:40 mark. Cochran.
Off. Her feet weren't set.
Harmon on the rebound, quickly down the right wing. She's going to take it all the way off the glass. Good. I like that determination. That she uses that square, uses the glass, shoots with authority, and all of a sudden they're within 12 points, Garth.
Well, Stormy, she's smartly jump-stopping and not forcing it and drawing an offensive foul.
That's right.
Oh,
Wilson.
Law.
Downtown. Wilson's got
that dumb.
That three from that same spot.
Sure is. She got 15.
Olivia Wilson.
Having a big game.
Man, 39-24. All of a sudden, the Raptors had crept within 12 down 18. Got it to 12.
You know, when your post player steps out and knocks down three threes from the top of the key, you're having a good night.
That's a matchup nightmare for any coach. We're going to keep it here. I didn't get to hear the insight on what Coach Snow. What was the main point there?
Well, we discussed, how his team, his boys' team, had some mental issues here that they've lost critical games up close.
The Franklin-Brentwood game up eight, up nine, and lost them both in the last.
We talked about both of those games. He's trying to correct a lot of those things going into the tournament, trying to be probably around the fifth seed going into the tournament.
They're going to be, listen, he gets a few of those little mistakes corrected, they're going to upset.
Well, they play as hard as anybody in the district. There's not any doubt about that. And then we talked about Delaney, how hard she worked, her passion for the game. He enjoys watching her play, but at the same time, it's stressful.
Yeah.
It's more stressful watching your child play than it is the coach.
Oh, 200%. Erickson for three. God, the sophomore got her stroke down on that one. Get him within 12, 39-27. Is that her first basket other than free throw?
She got five, and I think that's a terrible pass.
Free throws, yeah. Wilson goes up, double team, shot on the way. Good. Wow, Delaney Doe, no hesitation in her giddy-up. She just pulls the trigger and converts another three-pointer, 42-27. Man, they're just so explosive. Shot on the way from the corner, no good. Dews on the rebound, goes up strong. Left hand, nice basket. Using that 6'3 frame.
Well, right there is where that young lady needs to pay dividends for the Lady Raptors. Get in there, offensive rebounds and putbacks.
That's right. Gobble picked up a dribble, and Dews almost bailed her out with a foul. Gets it to Noe. Baseline cut.
Great pass.
To Wilson.
Dadgum great
what
pass.
What a look. Delaney Noe, almost like a quarterback hitting a receiver over
she
the middle.
Saw the double team coming and bounce pass right around the double team. Right. Perfect execution.
Heads up to Wilson for making the cut from the top of the free throw line.
Well, I said it earlier. That's just basketball IQ is what that is.
Erickson can't get it to go. Rebound 4-4. And it's still going to be Paige ball. Paige's got a huge crowd here tonight, Josh. I mean,
they double the size of Ravenwood right now.
Easily. Trying to get the ball inbounds. Is Ravenwood way out front and almost stolen by Wilkins. Erickson for three from the corner.
God,
that's
good
her
shot.
Spot. Nailed it. That's her spot. Coming back to 12. It's a three-minute mark. Wilkins picked up by Harmon. Picture pocket. Jazz Harmon going to take it all the way. Showing her. Wow. Got it within 10, announcing her presence with authority at the 2:40 mark. Jazz Harmon is the difference maker tonight.
Oh, she definitely is that. She has 18.
No on the drive. Wilson thought about the
three. It's wide open.
Goes
in. She got fouled.
They don't call it. And the Page family behind us.
Well, that was clearly a foul right there. When you get bumped completely out of the paint, shooting a layup, that's a foul.
Yeah, more like bumper cars out there. Harmon on the drive in the middle, kicks it back to Preston Guard. And it's stolen. Anticipation. Wilkins.
Oh, she missed it.
She came up short.
And Lily picks up a foul.
That's her third one. And, boy, it's rare miss fast Wilkins. And she's talking to herself and Coach Ron Brock, and she's apologizing. And they're going to call timeout on the floor. Listen, timeout, timeout right here, Garth. It's the 30 seconds. We're not going anywhere. 2 minutes to go, 44-34. The Raptors have clawed back. They were trailing 34-18 at halftime. Now it's 44-34. Crystal King's on the board. She said she'll be singing tomorrow night at the old school on Carruthers. An hour set. It'll be worth your time and effort. You want to hear one of the new great singers
in the area? I just realized what old school was. That used to be the burger joint. Right there on Carruthers.
Tell me where.
On the corner, across from the apartment complex. It's right in the corner there. You know where Nashville Deli used to be?
Yeah.
It's right on the other end, opposite end of Nashville Deli.
Okay, which used to be the other
country. Nashville Deli. Now it's First Watch.
There you go. All right.
I had to think about that.
Well, y'all go see Crystal tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Y'all thank us later. Here comes the Raptors. Harrison's got the ball at the Harmon. She drives in the paint, goes in, slices, dices, and scores. Garth, we got a ball game for
you.
4-36.
They've got to stop Jazz Harmon if they want to win this ball game.
18-point differential's cut down to 8 with 1:30 to go. Shot from the corner. Cochran, no good. Rebound. Pressure guards for the Raptors.
Tell you what, the Lady Raptors are out playing Lady Patriots right now.
They sure have. The third quarter is going to the Lady Raptors. Harmon down the left wing. She is guarded by Cochran. Drives into top of the circle. Step back jumper. No good. Wilson on the rebound. Gets it to Wilkins down. Crosses the timeline at a minute go. 44-36. 8-point differential. We knew this was going to be a barn burner. Wilson again.
Nope.
Back rim. Too strong. Balls fall 4 and saved by Erickson. Slowly across the timeline is Erickson.
The count's going on. I mean, she probably was at about the 8 count right there and didn't realize it.
Yep, moving slowly. Timeout, Mariska Harris screaming at the ref with 33 seconds left, 44-36. What has Ravenwood done to claw back in this ball game? I mean,
well, they've taken advantage of getting the ball into their scorer's hand and giving them good looks. They've spread the offense enough to where Jazz Harmon has had a lane. So she's taken to her strength, which is her right side, and had some very nice pull-up jumpers. The reason that has happened is Taya Lee has rotated to the weak side of Jazz Harmon, and they've just swung the ball around faster than they've just broken down the 2-3 that Paige has been as they've been playing.
There you go. Well, that's why we pay him the big bucks, because he's the expert on the basketball with 32 seconds. Arthur.
Yeah, buddy.
Roll your eyes like I did. Here comes Erickson across the timeline, 26 seconds. The Raptors can get it within 6. Erickson floater. No good. Rebound. Fall for it. Lee on the rebound. Scores with 17 seconds. 44-38. 12 seconds. Abby Gobble to Delaney. No. Drives in the paint. Kicks it back out. The ball stolen. Man. They didn't get a shot away. 3-2-1. Erickson flies almost off the back rim. At the end of 3, our new score, Paige 44, Raywood 38. We got 1 minute here on AM.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. And don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
For over 60 years, the voice of Williamson County, AM 950 WAKM Franklin.
The producer extraordinaire, Crystal King.
Well, can you be a producer extraordinaire and a singer extraordinaire, songwriter, and all that?
In her case, yes.
Okay.
Multifaceted. Ball's loose on the floor, stolen by Delaney. No, Raptors didn't get a shot at it. 44-30. Here's...
Boom.
Wow, as soon as I call it, the score changes. Faith Wilkins from downtown for 3, 47-38.
It's getting ready to be the Lily Faith show, I think.
Yeah. The Wilkins sisters are about to do a dynamic duo on them, and they're going to start employing that deep pressure. Ball swung back to Erickson, step back three. No good. Rebound, fall four. Rebound, Wilson. This is Wilkins to Wilkins. Soft floater, and Prestigar's call for the foul. Lily Wilkins going to the line. And Garth, we noticed that right there that the Lady Patriots came out in full court pressure, which they did not do because of foul trouble from the middle of the second all the way through the third quarter.
Well, when you get into that fourth quarter, foul trouble means nothing anymore.
That's true.
And, you know, it's put the pedal back down on the gas and get after it.
48-38, Wilkins converted the first one. Missed a rare miss on the second one. 7 minutes to go. Raptors down by 10. They got it. They were down 18. Got it within six.
Well, they outscored the Lady Patriots by 10 in the third quarter.
Wow, almost stolen. Harmon's got in front of her bench, right in front of Mariska Harris. Drives in the paint, kicks it back to Erickson. Almost threw it out of bounds. Saved down the right wing. Erickson picked up double teamed out front, and she picks up her dribble.
They were all over Erickson.
They picked up dribbles. Got to be a
five seconds.
That was 6-7 seconds. I was waiting on the call. And she picked up her dribble in the wrong spot at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Man, you talking about some feisty young ladies out there. When that ball's picked up, they're after it.
Dude, Wilkins on the drive. Wilson, left-handed hook.
Oh, God. She caught Savannah Dews asleep. Oh, she had her pin right in position.
Timeout, Ravenwood. 6-point differential. All of a sudden, it's 12. 6-18 to go. Let's take 1 minute here on AM 950.
I'm William Billington at Espen Grove Branch of Franklin Synergy Bank.
And I'm Jeff Smith at the Berry Farms Branch of Franklin Synergy Bank.
You know, Jeff, we were both born and raised here in Williamson County, and I believe that makes a difference.
I know it makes a difference, William. The people of Williamson County have been very kind to all of us here at Franklin Synergy Bank. We're home folks that are committed to our community's heritage, but more importantly, we're committed to our community's future.
Amen, brother. That's why the number of Franklin Synergy Bank customers has risen so dramatically. Our stockholders are local, our depositors are local, our loans are made with local money for local people and local projects. Our loan decisions are made right here in Williamson County, not in Atlanta, Charlotte, Cincinnati, New York, not even in West Tennessee or Nashville.
If you're thinking about a loan, or if you just want to do business with home folks, come see us at Franklin Synergy Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lady Patriots, they let the Raptors get back in the ballgame, and all of a sudden, back to a 12-point lead. Harmon drives in, baseline shot, draws a foul, going to shoot two. Lost the differential going into the second quarter. Page had 10 fouls at halftime. They only got two. So there's a difference in the defense that they've employed.
Well, they just he had to, what they call the dog back for a little while.
Yep.
And then turn them loose again.
Rachel Hillman in, Ava Levine in for the Raptors.
Chaz Harmon's got 21.
We can see why she's the Gateway Tire Player of the Week.
Well, she, man, she can play. She's got a lot of abilities, and she's still improving.
Going to play the UAB after her graduation.
They're getting a good one.
Boy, they're getting a great one. Here comes Wilson way out front for Lady Patriots at the 550 mark. Look inside, gets it back to Wilkins down the left wing. Bartley out to Wilson. 3-point range from there. That's her shot. Give and go to Delaney. No, back to Wilson. Oh, she thought about pulling the trigger. Bartley backs it out. She's taking Taya Lee outside.
Uh-uh.
Backdoor pass was intercepted by Harmon. Her quickness paid off. Erickson for three. She's open. It's good. Can't leave that little lady open. She will nail you to the wall with that 3-point shooting. Within seven, all of a sudden it was 12. Now it's seven.
When she's on, she's on.
What Jerry Reed said, when you're hot, you're hot. Speaking of hot, Faith Wilkins stepped back from 28 foot.
Faith said, young lady, let me show you something.
Wow. Step back three, 53-43, up 10 again. There's a slugfest out here. Erickson and right wing trying to isolate her. She drives the baseline, goes in, and Wilson's got her fifth.
Great defense. Great defense.
Fifth block of the night. Kept her feet on the ground. Kept her arms elevated.
Went straight up.
And the ball went right in her hand.
Well,
Abby Gobble coming in for Cochran. Going to give her a breather for the freshman. Senior for a freshman.
Lexi's going to lose that battle every time.
Yeah. Well, 5-2 against 6-1. Yeah, that's not a good matchup. 4:30. Here comes Delaney Noe across the timeline. Top of the keys, Wilson. Backdoor cut. They had Wilkins open. Wilson goes in. She slices through two defenders. And Faith, Paige Faithful asking for a foul. That may have been That could have been called.
It definitely could have been called.
I'm surprised he didn't.
And it's picked the pocket.
Wilson picked the pocket to Wilkins. Goes in softly.
Oh, that was a foul there, too.
They didn't call it. Delaney Noe gets the rebound. But nice closure by Jazz Harmon to keep Lily Wilkins from converting on that breakaway. Paya Lee draws a foul.
That's her second.
That is only four fouls on the Raptors at the four-minute mark. Faith Wilkins, ooh, she had an open three, didn't take it. Abby Gobble way out down the left wing.
It's a good closeout right there by Jazz Harmon.
Step back, Wilkins. Back rim, rare miss. Harmon on the rebound. 3:40 to go.
She was too open.
Two, that's right. 15 seconds. 10-point differential.
Oh,
Wilson almost comes up with a steal. Way away from the ball.
I mean, he nonchalantly put the basketball out there. Anybody's hand can touch it.
This is true. Harrison down the left wing. Picked up by Noe. Dives in the paint. Smartly picked up by Gobble. Shot on the way, rebound, Lee, and it's ripped, man. Wow. Nice play by Lily Wilkins.
I was going to say, I couldn't see the official. Did Lily come around and on the inside take that?
She came from the backside, grabbed the rebound when Lee brought it down waist high and got the jump ball, and the Patriots got the
Stormy, I'm going to give kudos to Taya Lee. She played this entire basketball game, I believe, without a break. And this has been a fast-paced game.
Sure has. There's timeout on the floor at the 3:20 mark. Let's keep it here. It's just a 30 second. Man, it's a floor. Let's keep it here anyway. What do we got coming up in the boys' game? Your thoughts?
Well, we know we're going to get a great effort from both teams. I mean, Patrick Whitlock's teams always play hard. Larry Noe's teams always play extremely hard. Probably it's a flip a coin game. It could go either way. Both teams match each other up size-wise real well. If Chase Siebert's shooting the ball extremely well and he's playing at his top of game, I could see him come away with it. Being that it is a home game. It's always hard to play on the road in this district, but it's going to be a good ball game. I mean, we know that. It should be a close ball game.
Both teams have lost a lot of fourth-quarter lead and lose by 1-2 points. How does that play on the minds of teams late in the year?
Well, the only thing that as a coach you can teach right now is get back to your fundamentals, making sure you're doing the fundamental stuff right, and say, guys, we need this for seeding purposes for the district. That's what you got to play for. Both of these teams are battling for that right there in that middle of the pack.
Sounds good. Here come the Patriots across the timeline at the 3-minute mark. They could be content to. Foul's called Taya Lee. She's
her third.
And she's at least 30 feet from the basket, having to guard Olivia Wilson almost past the 3-point line. And Taya Lee has so vastly improved.
Well, I'm gonna say that both of the most improved players in my mind are Taya Lee and Olivia Wilson, right?
Yeah.
Here on the teams that we've watched. I believe both of these young ladies are my most improved players.
I agree. Ain't hurt. No argument out of me on those. Wilson's picked up.
Wow.
Oh, boy, she took. Levine left her laundry on the floor that time. Faked her out.
Oh. That's four on Taya Lee.
And Wilson draws a foul about 29 feet from the basket. And you can isolate the center that far out, and she's coming out. That's four on her, and replacing her will be
Aaron. I can't pronounce that last. Guider.
And she's playing with a brace about the size of Texas on that right leg.
Oh.
Delaney Noe drives in, and she draws a foul. And I tell what's going to happen. All of a sudden, it's seven fouls, and guess who's going in the 1-1? That would be the Lady Patriots. They picked up four fouls in the last 42 seconds.
They are an extremely good free throw shoot team as Delaney misses that shot.
We jinxed her, but I'll think of the same thing. Well, we got him right where we wanted your page. It's missed free throw. Erickson drives out front, goes in, soft floater, use the glass, can't get it to go. Ryder, she walks, drag that pivot foot, 2:15 mark, 10-point differential.
That young lady right there is still favoring that leg.
Oh,
she's not fully back.
Oh, no, she's had an operation or needs an operation. Oh, that hurts me to watch it. It was like me walking last year for the hip replacement. Wilson on the drive.
Oh, gosh.
Out of bounds. That was a fastball and knocks down three Page cheerleaders over there like bowling balls. Ron Block, see, look at it.
He's like, what are you thinking?
Look at it. He said, watch it. What are you doing? She's talking. And he said, don't talk back to me. I love it. We're having a discussion on the floor. We're going to keep it here with 2 minutes to go. 53-43 is our score. Now, the difference now, I coach basketball. You did too. How careful do you have to be when you're coaching the difference between boys and girls?
I never coached girls.
I did softball for about 3-4 years.
I could. There's no way I could coach girls.
It was near impossible.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Because I was much younger. and I was much more out of control. you know what I mean?
Well, it's called open mouth, insert foot is what I do. I mean,
open mouth is in.
Shoot.
Yeah, you know.
I couldn't be politically correct enough. I had a not hard enough time coaching school ball, period.
There you go. Under 2 minutes, Harrison being pressured by Cochran across the timeline at the 7-second mark. The lead at top of the key, waiting on the rotation, gets it out front to Harmon. She's picked up by Faith Wilkins, drives left, goes up.
Good shot.
Man, double team, breaks the double team, and Jazz Harmon gets them within 8. It's a buck 30 mark. The Raptors are not going away. They're going to be tough to deal with in the tournament. Wilkins to Wilkins on the left wing. Lily kicks it back to Cochran.
Oh.
And Savannah Dews just...
Dewed right over her.
Looks like a demolition derby right out past the free throw line, runs into her.
I'm going to say this. I'm very disappointed in this Ravenwood crowd tonight. I'm going to call them out for not showing up here tonight. Look at how empty those seats are over here.
They're not supporting. Cochran makes the first one, gets it up.
And I had a son graduate here, so I can call. I call them out.
I'll let you do that. Cochran makes the second one.
She's got 4. She's been quiet tonight.
10-point differential with 80 seconds left. Harmon slowly across the timeline. Raptors better get in motion quickly. And stolen.
Good anticipation by Olivia Wilson.
Wilson's going to back it out smartly. Takes it out and runs to the clock. We're in a minute. Good ball moving down the left wing. Lily Wilkins draws a foul. That's another one, Deuce. And that's the move that Olivia Wilson makes as a point player to pick off a pass at the top of the key. Shows very excellent alertness. Excellent alertness plus quickness. Well, the Ravenwood, by the way, Ravenwood has 2 fans over there, 2 girls. That's
student section sure does.
That's 2. Harmon on the drive down the right.
They're not paying attention to the game.
Shot on the way from Prestigard. No good. Rebound. Cochran. And Erickson on the foul at the 42-second mark. 55-45 is our score right now. Ron Brock still coaching hard, giving instruction to Faith Wilkins, and she's got her eyes focused right on him. Cochran for the first free throw. Good.
Well, I can promise you he's always going to coach as hard as he expects his players to play.
There you go. That's well said. Second one's good.
Oh, she stepped away from the line.
Rimmed it out. Rebound, Dews. 56-45, 32 seconds. Harmon crossed the timeline, fumbled it, got it across barely, drives in, goes up.
Got fouled.
Didn't call it. Rebound, whistle blows, 27-second mark.
That's well, the Page Lady Patriots on Lily Wilkin, that's her 4th. Page Lady Patriots are going to remain in first place
with 1 loss in the district.
To Dixon County.
By
they
2
split.
Points, yep.
They split with them.
And there's a timeout on the floor. Dews makes the first one. 10-point differential, 56-46. What's your thought there?
I don't know what my thought was other than they split with Dixon. And, you know, we are forgetting. You remember, and I don't remember her name. Ronnie and I were talking about this the other night. The tall, blonde-headed young lady that played for Dixon last year. Ronnie says she had surgery this year and she's out. But I think she was a freshman last year. The tall, long-haired girl.
Yes, yes. Oh.
Was her name Savannah?
I was another Pervine, another Roberts. I mean, there was a bevy of Roberts. I there was,
but he reminded me that she's out this year, had surgery, and how tough they're going to be next year when she comes back.
Well, they're always tough. That's the thing, Dixon County. And just a reminder, the district tournament will be held starting. Our first game will be the 15th. We'll play in game. We're not sure where it's going to be, Garth. Depends on the
season. Are we doing the play in game?
We're doing not the 8 and 9. The Dews misses rebound.
Well, then we're doing the actual Friday night game.
Quarterfinal.
Yeah.
We'll pick 1. They're playing it. They're not at Dixon County. They're playing on site.
Right. Correct. On Friday night. Dixon County starts on Saturday.
Exactly. We'll have 3 games on there, 3 on Saturday, and move on.
Is Terry traveling with us this year, or is it just you and I?
I don't know. He's going to be Friday night. Faith Wilkins, good. She made that one. Back to 11-point differential at 23 saves.
She's got 13. Olivia Wilson has led the way tonight with 19.
That many?
Mm-hmm.
Good grief. Made them both. Ball's inbounds to Harmon. Boy, she is such an athlete. Quickly across the timeline. Quickly. The lows by the defenders. Soft floater, no good. Rebound. Ryder, rebound. Pulled out of the air.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Nice foul. Jazz Harmon got a money's worth. Faith Wilkins got a smile at her. That was not a smile. That was a grimace.
Yeah, that's just 2 competitors going at it right there.
Yeah. Like, see them on the same team. Lord have mercy.
That's Alpha versus Alpha.
That would be unstoppable. Wilkins to the line, high in the bucket.
Good.
Shooting.
She's got a pretty shot.
Shooting 2. They're in the bonus. Schreiner out. Lead back in, 12 seconds. Faith Wilkins, a senior, playing as Rebecca next year. Eyeing the bucket, bending the knees, flexing the leg, and nails a free throw back to 14-point differential. This game was within six. It's been all paid the last minute and a half. Erickson on the drive, gets back the leash. Better take the shot. 3, 2, 1. And they did not get the shot away. And that's our final. Lady Patriots 60, the Lady Laywood Raptors 46. Ross got the total.
Yes, sir, for the Lady Raptors tonight, led by Jazz Harmon, our Gateway Tire Player of the Week, with 24 points. Lexi Erickson had 11. Savannah Dews had 5. Mary Prestigard had 1. Taya Lee had 6. 46 points for the Lady Raptors. For the Lady Patriots of Page, who still remain in first place, led tonight by Olivia Wilson with 19, Faith Wilkin with 16, Delaney Noe with 8, Lily Wilkin with 9, Abby Gobble with 3. I'm sorry. Mackenzie Cochran with 5, 60-46.
Okay, now Ron Brock just did something I haven't seen done all year.
What'd he do?
Had his entire team come out and shake hands with officials. I haven't seen that all year.
Well, you know, Ronnie, hold on a second. Hey, Ron.
Halftime. And we got a halftime interview set up.
I had to get my interview set up there. Sorry
there
about that.
Go.
So anyway, Ronnie is a class act guy. I mean, both in defeat and in win, you're going to see him teach the same characteristic and expect out of his players, out of no matter what the final score is. He studies the game. He studied the game. He has studied coaches. He does a phenomenal job, and Paige is very fortunate to have him and Larry Noe. Both of them, they love the game, and they love what they do.
Well, we're having fun here tonight. I think David Hughes just pointed that out, and we are. This has been a fun year. We're enjoying the...
Well, when you get games like this, Stormy, it's easy to have fun.
Yeah.
I mean, when you see teams that are so competitive and so passionate about being competitive, about competing just in general, the game of football, basketball, no matter what it is, it teaches so much about life.
Yeah.
And it teaches, you know, just right there, the Page Patriots were in a bit of adversity there in that third quarter.
Yeah.
And they played through it, and they came out what was down to, I think, to 6 points.
Yeah.
They ended up winning by 14 points. So, you know, the one thing that is very decisive about the team is, and it's hard to do, they can put their foot back down on the gas and turn it back on. And a lot of teams can't do
that. That's true.
That's and they
hard.
Did that tonight. And go down the stretch, if they can keep this tenacity up, they had a foul trouble because they got in foul trouble early tonight. But if they keep this tenacity up, we could be calling a lot of games of these Lady Patriots. And I'm going to tell you something. To me, I enjoy watching the Lady Patriots more than any in boys and girls. Than any other team that we see, because night in, night out, no matter what, you get everything these girls got, whether it's Delaney Noe, Lily Wilkin, Abby Gobble, Faith Wilkin tonight, Olivia Will stepping up big.
Wow, 19
McKenzie Cochran, she's had some good games. And then my favorite, Faith Wilkin.
Yeah.
I mean, what can you say? That girl's a winner. She's going to do well at the next level. Her basketball IQ's off the chart. Knows where to put the ball. And, you know, it paid right there. They want the ball in her hand. She went to the free throw line, made 4-4 from the free throw line, you know. So I really think this Lady Patriots team has an opportunity to do something that we've not seen. Well, I mean, we saw Ravenwood to make it to state last year.
Right.
But they've got some dimensions that they can change no matter who they're playing against.
That's true. A little more versatility maybe. Well, let's do this. We're going to Crystal Kings on the board. Crystal, you want to sing for 6 minutes? That'd be great. If not, just go ahead and run some commercials.
I got an idea, Stormy.
All right.
I mean, we got her with us at least next Tuesday night, correct?
Yeah.
Crystal, why don't you bring a tape, a recording of you singing, and play it during our break so that the listeners can hear you. Yeah, I know you've got some recordings. We welcome you to play it during our break. So there you have it. How long a break we want to take, Stormy?
I think we need to go ahead and take about 7 minutes. Go ahead and take 7 minutes. 7 minutes, Crystal. We'll be back, and I'm going to put the stopwatch on, and we'll be back in 7 minutes here on AM 950.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge, an energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
Shh, I meditated.
Hey there, this is Stormy Mitchell for Domino's, and business is booming. Booming so much that Domino's needs your help. Come by 400.